Blog Talk Radio.
She says she love me like cooked food. Now we need is a dinner for. Here's a place I've never been before. Started back when I was immature. We known each other since childhood. Back when Martin Houston was immature. I kick game at her all day, every day, but I couldn't score. Feel like I'm shopping online. Don't know what life's got in store. Beautiful when love isn't war. She took my heart and she lit a torch. So it's my turn to sweep her off of her feet like it's a simple chore.
The television's blasting. I can't even hear it though. They said it's ladies free all night. But I don't even wanna go. All I wanna do right now is hold you. That all I wanna do right now is float with you. Everybody wanna turn up, I'm just tryna turn in. My friends keep on calling but I just hit ignore again. I don't even really care. Gonna hear it in the morning. Just wanna do,
wanna do.
Christmas present. You say time is priceless. Well, I won't skip a second. No, telegrams, no. Postcards, emails, even written letters. For some, this might seem a bit excessive, but I'm just making sure you get the message. I'm so happy I found you like a hidden treasure. Sure, of course, you're flawed, but in my eyes, you're still precious. Well, to dig that, you need a bigger shovel. Hand me one. Let's dig together. Love is such a drug, and I'm giving in to your peer pressure.
Everybody wants it.
Thank you.
don't wanna hurt you, believe. I don't wanna learn from the heat. That would mean that you will leave. Who are we anyway? We can't ignore it, baby. Who do you better waste? Are we just over it?
Ever since I left you in my space, it's been nothing but your face. Bookmarking memories and enemies and fake chemistry. And I tell my homies, I can't take her no more, I'm a quitter. They say, oh, look at the little baby, he a 12, all tender, go figure, shit. So that's how they see me now. Cause every weight that she put on me is like Instagram, I mean an Instagram of stress and worry. Huh. That's all she wanna do now. Clapping and snapping, chatting and yapping. You want me to get lost in your world? I guess we both gonna be waiting. Well, it was fun while I lasted. Them lives just longer than bonds.
Thought if I was alone, like a Georgia peach tree. Picking sweet, tweet, behind the seeds, running down your knees. Water flooding me, feel it filling me. After my tea, I looked over to the left. I think we should let it rain tonight. No, I love it when we slip it like. Don't stop loving, got a tough supply. Sleep, wake up and repeat.
Because the way you loved me,
true left behind. I tried. I wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else new. Honestly, I wish I never met you, 'cause you left me broken. Now my
Good evening, good evening, good evening. All one and all, welcome to Mississippi Radio Universe of the Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off. Oh, baby, baby. Yeah. That being said, welcome. I am one of your hosts this evening. My name is Mojave. This War Council is a special creative council of egalitarian panel of creative consultants and dope people, dope souls all together. But tonight, it's a special night, you know, as we move through the last of this August, the finishing of the dog days of summer, as we walk into September and look down to the fall, we decided to do something real special this evening. And if you would like to participate, the number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get in the queue or to be heard. Now, if you know me personally, you can send me questions in the back channel. If you want to remain anonymous, you actually have to know me. You can't get my number beforehand. I don't do stalkers. Don't be strange. Now, tonight, we're going to do a deep dive into discussion of social media and relationships. We're calling it Post Me, the pros and cons of public versus private relationships, right? So we have some questions. Is your relationship legit if you get posted, right? That's the first question we're going to deal with. Second question, does an IG / Twitter / FB post good for your relationship? What are the cons behind a post of your relationship, and what is a post gone wrong? All right, we are going to discuss and debate cool soundtrack of R&B in the background, Neil. So you know how we get down. I am not copying the list. You're going to have to go to the playback. I'm lazy today. Sorry. So all the people will be like, let me get the playlist, blah, blah, blah. Nah, I can't do it. I'm unable to can today. I'm unable to can. Now, remember, don't forget, if you want to stream in, you know, you do www.blogtalkradio.com/IEYEC, the letter, people, as in people, P-E-O, you know, P-L-E, people, if you want to stream. Now, this is on all major podcast outlets, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Speaker, CastBox, and more. Hashtag dope shit. Real Entertainment Network, Figure Real Universe. Now, let me get my people in here so we can get this question going on. We're going to go to our friendly station manager, Mr. Planet of Calligraphy himself, dope dude all around, Mr. Van Meadows. Hey, Van Meadows, what's good?
Hey, what's up, Mojave? How you doing, brother?
I feel like I'm kind of low. Am I low?
No, you sound great, bro.
Am I low? Oh, that's great. That's good. I'm working the system out, man. I'm working the system out, brother. All right. So we got Van Meadows. We're going to go to one of my best friends in the entire world. One of my favorite, Philly Jones, Miss Danielle. Hey, Danielle. I thought I'd do it like that.
Hey, Holly. What's up, Ben?
All right. We're going to go to my OG in D.C., Mr. Joe, the verbal mind dancer. What's happening, OG?
Hey, I'm good, man. Can y'all hear me?
Joe, okay?
Yeah,
I can
hear you just fine.
A little bit louder.
Okay, because I'm getting right. Like a lot of static and whatnot.
I don't know how. That's kind of crazy. It's kind of wild, but that's all right. Now, if you're in the queue, I know Miss Juanita Bramel is here, but she said give her some time because she's getting settled and then she'll click on. Don't forget to hit one zone or hit us back channel. Let us know what's going on. All right. Anybody else would like to participate? But while we're in the meantime, in between time, we're going to go from our VA transport to the Bama. Miss Lisa, how are you?
Hey, baby. What's up? Hey, guys. What's up, Diva?
Hey, Miss
Lips.
Hey, Diva. Yeah, but do that, man. That's good stuff right here. All right. And then also to the great state of Jersey, we have Edwina. Hey, Edwina.
Hey,
Hey, Javi. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. How are you?
Hey,
good.
Eva.
How are you?
Good.
Good evening, Edwin. How you doing?
All right.
I'm doing all right. All right.
All right, we're rocking out. I'm just going to check the back channel very quickly before I ask you guys the question and spout some facts. Of course, you know, as you know, we have these discussions that are going to be good and fantastic and everything else like that. My brother is streaming. I'm trying to get him to come on the thing, but he's being very resistant. He's being super resistant. All right. So, and checking. So, that being said, all right, ladies and gentlemen, good people, one and all right? You know, we've been having terse discussions in the back channel about this particular topic. All right, this particular topic seems to be one of those things that can either make or break a relationship, depending on how it's seen. So, before we get into other stuff, let's start out with the basic question, all right? The basic question. Is your relationship legit if you get posted on social media? Right? Is your relationship legit? Does it legitimize your relationship if you post on social media? All right? So, anybody want to happen or do we want to go ladies first?
Hell no, it's not. That doesn't legitimize your relationship. Just because you post something, you say something, they say all kinds of stuff on social media. People live out their fantasies. It's legitimized between you two, what y'all call it. You know, the title
right.
that you give it. It ain't social media. I hate, you know, I'm not hating on the people that post about their relationship, and it's nothing wrong with that. But people want that they seek validation from the outside world about how their relationship is supposed to be. That's how they determine it. And they want people to think that it's all unicorn sprinkles and sunshine all the time. And it's not
did
like that.
Did you say unicorn sprinkles?
Yes, I did. I got ready to say
unicorn
farts, but I did. Yes, I did. But, you know, I know enough about the social media platform. I know some people in real life, and I see their lifestyle that they live online because there's a difference. And people, because the greater number of people on there don't know them in real life or don't see them in real life, they don't even realize everything, just about everything that they're posting is a lie about their relationship and how this is going and that's going. And it's fine and good to put on that front, to live that fantasy. But to put all your information out there, every detail about what's going on with your relationship, because you want that outward validation from everybody, that popularity, them high numbers, them high views and all of that shit, it don't work for me. I can't. If I should get into a relationship, I might post some vacation pictures or something, or maybe a birthday party, but to put up there such and such just got engaged or such and such just got this, it's overkill for me. So no, it doesn't deem whether or not you are your relationship is real or not. Not for me, it doesn't. And that's all I've got to say about that right there.
Yeah, I wanted to add on to what Danielle was saying. It depends on how you post too. I'm not a person who posts every day. I'll post something every now and then. So if I post something more times than not, it's going to be something that's legitimately something that I'm dealing with or something that I felt like on that day. But if you post every time you breathe, that's a problem from the start. You know, because you're legitimizing your life by posting it. And that's too much. And as far as whether or not posting your relationship legitimizes it, I agree with Danielle. It's, you legitimize your own relationship. It's nice to post it publicly so that you feel like you're a part of each other's lives. Post back and forth to each other, that's cool. But you ain't got to tell the whole world everything.
Uh-huh.
You know? And then on the other side of it, if you don't want to post me, or you tell me I can't post you, I got a problem with that, because now what do you hide?
Uh-huh.
I was dating someone and he flat out told me if I posted anything about us on Facebook that it was over. I said, well, then it's over. Because if I can't post about you, then I don't need to have you in my life. If you got to hide me, I don't need to be that in the middle of that.
Absolutely. Social media will definitely make or break your relationship if you allow it in like that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not trying to flaunt what I got, but I also don't want to be hidden.
No, you ain't going to make me your secret, your little...
Right.
Uh-uh, no. Dirty little secret hiding in the corner.
Okay, so ladies, hold on, ladies. All right, so I'm pretty sure there's an opposite argument to that, but I want to make sure that I hear from the fellas. So let me start with Joe. Joe, what's your opinion?
Personally, I don't like, you know... If I'm dealing with a person, I'm telling them I'm very private. I mean that. If what's between us is between us, I don't need everybody in the world to know. You know, it's not a thing that I'm not, I'm ashamed of the person I'm with. Respect my privacy. You get all the love in the world that, you know, between us too, but, you know, putting it out there on the airwaves, no, that's not me, you know. You know, what are we in a relationship for us or for them? You know, I don't need to validate how I feel about somebody by, you know, posting it out there. Now, I've had some relationships where it was because, you know, to keep the flies away. I say we're in a relationship, so motherfuckers won't come at that person. But that's all it was. You know, that was a true facade. Keep a lot of people out that inbox. But if I'm in a personal relationship, we, you know, we dealing with each other physically and all that type of stuff, I don't need to be putting that out there because I'm private. Everybody don't need to know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Friends or family, yeah, they know us. You know, friends and family know us and see us and all that type of shit. But the outside world, nah, it ain't for them. You know, I'm not a Kardashian. I don't need to have my life out there.
Right. That part.
Okay, let me go over here to Mr. Van Meadows. Station manager, sir. What's your opinion?
I'm going to answer the question that was posed instead of going all off, you know, into what wasn't posed. No, you don't need to post on social media to solidify or validate the relationship. Once the two of you have agreed as adults that you're in a relationship, social media it doesn't really even matter whether we post or not, but social media doesn't validate our relationship. We validate our relationship, period. I mean, I feel what Joe was saying. I feel what the ladies are saying too, but I'm private. The problem is when you tell someone that you are a private person, they assume that you got something that you need to hide. No. From experience, I don't want other people in my business, because then you want them to be all up in your inbox. Yo, you see what your girl posted here? You see what she said about this? No. It's not your business.
Right.
All they want to do is create drama and try and tear the relationship apart. So... to the person that loves to post on social media, have at it. See how long the relationship lasts after that point.
Right.
I agree.
Oh, wow. That's serious business. All right, so let me loop around. Adrina, what's your opinion?
I agree. I don't think that social media can validate a relationship. Like Joe said, some people do it as a territorial thing sometimes, where they're trying to stake their claim or like you know, mark you as property. But if you're doing it genuinely and you're trying to get along with each other and you're trying to learn each other, it's better to leave it off social media. And most people that need social media to validate their relationship, they're looking for validation for themselves as well. So you're feeding into a beast before you even realize it. If somebody is so anxious to get on your social media to prove that they're with you, like, what's your angle, really? Because what do you have to prove?
Absolutely. Like I said, it'll make or break it. You put it out there.
Right. Doesn't mean you have to hide.
I mean, that happens.
It's just saying, like, yeah.
I mean, well, you know what? All right, so... So, in the opinion of what some people, because we're over a certain age, because I know both Lisa and Danielle said that they don't want to be anybody's secret. Both gentlemen said that they want to be private, like they prefer their relationship to be private because it's between individuals, and you also agree with that, Karina. One of the things that I pulled from for this particular thing is, you know, it was talking about the harsh truth between relationships, the harsh truth between relationships about social media and our relationship codependency and stuff like that. But one of the things that I thought was very interesting is the research of how it affects relationships. And it said, you know, they said, for example, social media can contribute to unhealthy comparison and unrealistic expectations for what relationships are supposed to be like. A couple may spend more time curating an image of who they are than rather focusing on the relationship itself. All right. And then it says social media has also been linked to poor body image and depression, which can negatively affect relationships. All right. So when it was talking about unrealistic expectations, right, and so it's attempting to measure up can distract you and your partner from relationships. Inevitably, real life won't look like endless highlight videos you'll see on social media, which can lead to disappointment, either you, yourself, your partner, or both. You may feel jealous of how someone posts about their partner, feel resentment towards your partner for not doing the same. The lifestyle that you are scrolling through may change how satisfied you are in your relationship because they seem to be better than what you have. All right? And so social media is oftentimes filled with filtered and unrealistic images that can cause you to feel jealous or unsatisfied in your relationship. So, War Council, how do y'all feel about that? And people, y'all can just hop in.
It's true. People look, it goes back to that outward validation. People, they seek this approval because they don't know who they are. They are not satisfied with who they are. So they see these other couples or these other people posting all these beautiful, perfect pictures. Okay, and we all know life is not perfect. Okay, everybody got something going on. Everybody. If they tell you they don't and you don't see it, it's because they're just better at hiding it than others. But everybody has something going on. And it's a sad thing because people are not... There, you know, there are aspects of our lives where we all see we want to improve. But that doesn't mean that we are depressed about it. But these people that live for social media, I mean, every single intricate detail of their life, they are posting on social media. They cannot, they don't even recognize who they are anymore. And it's a shame. So, yeah, that can do that. It's a big mental, it's a big mind fuck if you ask me.
Yeah, wow. I agree.
All right.
Because I don't post every day. I don't post all the time. I'm not one of those people. But if I'm out with you and we're having a good time and I snap a picture and I post it, that should not be a problem. You know, if we're out having dinner, we're enjoying ourselves, and we decide, let's, you know, tout the restaurant. Let's say we're having a nice time, whatever, every now and then. That's not a big deal. I don't live for social media, but some people do. Some people, their entire lives are, if they can't post it, it didn't happen.
All right.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with putting a picture or two out there if you're celebrating something. But like I said, every intricate detail, no, I'm a private person as well, so not one of my business out there. And I've dealt with somebody that was like that, and I told him, I said, don't put this shit out there. Don't say anything. And what does he do? First thing he do, I see on my page, I'm like, don't do this shit. Because I don't want people in my business like that. I will post something from TikTok, a little video that I duetted or something. I might do that shit every day because it's fun. But as far as my personal life, y'all don't know what the hell's going on with me. And I'm like to keep it that way, okay? Because I don't need anybody in my business. I've had people try to put restrictions on me all my life about what I can and cannot do. And that's because I allowed the outside world in. And it ain't happening no more, Captain. It's not.
But also, for me, it's a safety issue. I'm a single woman. If I'm posting everywhere I go and everything I do, people going to know where you are. Eventually, they're going to cross your path if they want to cause you trouble.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had that experience too, and it ain't no fun because people will find out where you are. They'll do their research, and they will find you, okay? And it's not a good thing, so.
I got that. This is a personal experience. When I lived in Maryland, I was in therapy, and I didn't post about my therapy because that's a private thing. But they were having a bake sale or something one day, and they were like, well, post something so people will come through because they were trying to raise money for something. So I posted a picture. Somebody GPSed the damn picture and came to my therapy office.
Yes.
When I came out of the session, this person was sitting there. It wigged me out.
That's
crazy.
Folks is crazy, honey. Wow. Gotta be very careful with it.
Right. And honestly.
That's wild.
The minute that I posted, that I updated my status of being married, three of my husband's side chicks immediately inboxed me and was like, I never even knew. So sometimes it's a benefit. You'll find out things sometimes, but I mean, social media, I feel like we are old enough to see it as a like a tool for the most part. But I think the younger generation, they put too much emphasis into it, and they might see it a different way than we do. But I don't know. I feel like it is. It's allowing people too much information. It's like putting a third person into your relationship for the most part, a third person with all the rights, opinions, and, you know, expectations of a member of your relationship. That's too much. I don't understand people who make their lives or their relationships into a social media kind of like a business where they're like monetizing it, and then when they end up breaking up, it's like their whole lives fall apart because it's become a part of their identity.
Because they don't know who they are, like I said.
Right, or they'll say something that they don't want.
Go from social media to personal media. Go from social media to personal media.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll say something they don't really want because they want that clout.
Yeah. But hold on. What Joan just came in the room. It's Cornelia Ramel, right? Joan, what's up? How you doing?
Hey y'all.
Hey. Hey. Good evening, Joan.
Hey, y'all. It's been very interesting listening.
I also I included area code 323. Who master speaking?
Sincere from Los Angeles. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Sincere.
What's up, Sincere?
Yeah.
Hey, I love what you guys are saying. I just want to interject. I have that experience where people mistaking what I do. I do security. I love what I do, and I post. And I have gotten more ridicule for having a good time about what I do. By the pictures I post.
Yeah, everybody got an opinion. It's when you...
You're entitled to it.
It's your... Wow. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're right. It's sad.
It is sad, and it's about, no, it's what I was saying, it's about your attitude towards the opinions. You can either feed into them, respond, or you can just ignore it. Most of mine I ignore. I just be like, all right. Because I send you to the block party with the quickness, I'm trying to tell you.
Block party.
Yeah. My cutoff game
is miserable.
They are miserable, and they want you to feel it. They want to feel some kind of importance in life, period. They need recognition. So they're quick to say something to get your attention. But you don't always have to, what they say, you don't always have to attend every party you're invited to.
Right.
Think,
so
me,
hold on. Go ahead, Joan. You were saying?
I think for me, I find the balance in social media. Like, I think that, like, just as, because I've been listening, I think we're giving social media way more power than it actually has. Like for me, I post what I want. But I'm also one of those people that I don't keep my enemies close. So if you get a screenshot of my life, like, that lets me know that it's an enemy in my camp and they need to go. So, you know, it's nothing that I do is motivated by hate. And so the people that are on my social media are generally positive, loving, supportive individuals who are for me, whether we've met in real life in real time or not. And I close the circle like that because it's for social reasons only. Like, what I do for business is a totally different thing. And so I don't try to merge my professional life with my personal life unless it's something that's going to benefit someone else. Like, your opinion of my relationship, it really don't benefit me one way or another unless you're planning on taking us out on a date. And if you're not planning on taking us out on a date and your opinion is the wrong opinion, you know, you have to be close to me, but it also should be something that you share, not on social media. So I feel like I conduct myself and have the same etiquette online that I have offline. Like, if I cuss your ass out in person, I'm going to cuss your ass out on social media.
I hear that.
If I hug on you in person, I'm going to hug on you on social media. And so for me, I don't get caught up in the, you know, the flashiness of it all because, you know, it's either who you are or it's not.
There you go.
And so, like, if you keep it real in real life when you go to social media, your real life is going to be displayed there, and it should be authentically who you are. No, everything is not for everybody, but people who really know you, they know what's up.
Absolutely.
And I think Joe said, like, if I kick it with you in real life, you know what's up.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
so
for me,
Go, Joe.
I'm saying, you know, my social media is like, you know, I take a lot of pictures. That's when I'm posting pictures of the sky and trees and birds and deer and shit like that. You know, to me, that's interesting, something I want to share. You know. You know, I'm not snapping pictures of every cookout I'm at, or, you know, if I'm on a date, I ain't taking no pictures. You know, when I'm out on a date or something, that's me and that person out on a date.
You know?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
People who know
me,
they know that about you. They're like, oh, shit. Go in Chicago,
yeah,
I go to Salem.
I'm putting some pictures out there or, right, you know, posting poems and stuff like that. You know, that's my social media. That's what I be doing. Poetry and pictures.
I mean, I need to bring certain things back up when we talk about, you know, how we have controlling of the social media relationships. I mean, most of us come from a generation where we didn't really have social media growing up. That wasn't a part of our thing. Like, the most things we can do until we got to certain things. You either wrote a letter or until you got to college and you did the IRC, you did the email thing. Social groups wasn't the same thing as it was with now as it happens. Like, I remember when you had to actually go to school to get on Facebook, right? You had to actually be out of college to actually be admitted to Facebook. Mm-hmm. But when we look at certain things now, you know, we actually get most of our information through social media. You know, we get our updates. We get play-by-play on Twitter. You know, we get during the pandemic, IG saved everybody by basically doing verses and doing all kinds of things. People rediscovered themselves, got creative, did all these different things because of social media. You know, and some people discovered that they were in a relationship. Some people, when they couldn't shelter together during the pandemic, you know, they use social media to continue or build, you know, or separate their relationship, depending on how that looks. So, I mean, like, so.
I did both.
The question, huh? What'd you say?
I said, I did both. I separated and got all together.
All right, so a lot of times what we get to see is, we do get to see these beautiful reels, and so we've already given our opinion about it. But honest to goodness, 9 times out of 10, right, let's look at it this way, all right? What is a positive post in social media that you can see on IG, TikTok, you know, or as a matter of fact, most of the things you can actually run your IG to your TikTok and back and forth to and fro and see where everything else is going. So what are some actually positive examples that we actually see in social media of a positive relationship that flourishes?
I like to see people who share things, you know, equally. I have a friend who is married and he thinks his wife is deep needs his old folks to say. And he posts affirmations to her every day. I think that's beautiful. He posts about how it made him a better man. And she'll respond to whatever he says most of the time, but she's not one who posts a lot. But I think that that kind of thing is kind of cool. But it's just a single affirmation every day of something that he feels he wants to say to his wife. I think it's beautiful. That kind of thing I think is positive. I also, you know, I like seeing when you see, like, not every day, but the evolution of a couple where a couple first post their first pictures together and then a few months later you'll see them doing things and then you'll see the engagement and then you might see the wedding somewhere down the way. But they're not on there every day. They're just saying, okay, this is the update now. Those kinds of things I like.
Mm. Anyone else?
Yeah. Well, positive affirmations are definitely something that I look forward to seeing. I mean, if somebody posts something that makes me laugh, that's fine. If they post something that makes me smile or brings tears of joy, all of that is a good thing. But other than that, it is what it is.
Okay. Gentlemen. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I was just going to say, I think that relationships like the way Tabitha Brown opened up her life and kind of discusses and made it kind of like a platform. The way that she lives her life and the changes that she's made in her life and in her relationship and in her marriage and how they've evolved in all these changes, how she's been, you know, really transparent about that. I think it gives people an idea of, like, you know, what a healthy marriage is like to aspire to. Different things, you know, like they changed the model. She said she took her husband out of work because he was working somewhere when she couldn't, and then she, so seeing things like that
it gives you an opportunity to see what a healthy relationship will look like. But I don't think it's something that needs to be forced in order to validate a relationship, or forcing people to just, or feeling the need to put all of your business out there just for the sake of validating yourself on social media is something different. But I think she's opened it up and made it into something bigger, and she's formed the enterprise on that transparency that I think is really amazing.
That's good. I definitely want to make sure that I hear from the fellas on this as well, if they have any examples. So, Banjo, even Sincere, do you have any positive examples of relationships on social media?
Yeah, well, I have a few positive examples from social media. You know, I've met a few ladies on, you know, social media. You know, we became friends and all that sort of stuff. You know, we were each other's, you know, in a relationship, so to speak, even though I know what was happening behind the curtain. But either way, you know, with the conversation through social media, you know, all those ladies end up, you know, getting, one was in a marriage and got divorced and got remarried. Another one got married. Because, you know, the things we talked about and the things they were presenting on social media, you know, we had, you know, conversations about that and changed directions and how they were doing things. And, you know, it worked out for the better. I mean, you know, being an introvert, kind of off to myself type of person, you know, social media opened up a lot of doors for me to feel comfortable, you know, communicating back and forth with people and stuff like that. You know, I can express, you know, my thoughts and all that stuff and also receive some things. But nobody was trying to change me, or, you know, I wasn't trying to change anybody, but through communication, through social media, you know, I developed and learned some things as well as them. So, you know, it can be a positive thing. But, you know, it's all about content to me, you know. It's all about the content that you present out there. You know, what are you actually mm-hmm. showing to people? What are you being social with? You know, it's the content. If you're doing some ratchet shit, then, you know, I ain't got no time. You know, don't post pictures of some fight you saw. I don't want to see that type of shit. You're gone. First fist fly, you out. Delete it. Boom, bye. I don't need to see that type of shit. Show, you know, some positivity and shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my experience with it. That's what I gather from it, you know.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay. So, Van, do you have any positive examples?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of positive examples that I have from relationships I've developed from people who I've never met before and then ultimately ended up meeting from social media. You know, and then there's the whole stars aspects who put their relationships on display via social media, which is a positive thing for me to let me know that this is something, what they got is what I don't want. So that was positive for me. You know, if it wasn't for social media, honestly, I wouldn't have connected with most of y'all. So those are positive relationships, right? And, you know, like Jones said, there's a balance, there's good and bad with social media, but when it comes to relationships, I mean, ultimately, the genuineness of a person, whether through social media, once you come face to face or voice to voice, you kind of get exposed, whether the person you were presenting yourself to be, or you're not.
It's
one or the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about is. I am on social media, it's who I am in life. I don't have to hide myself. I don't have to put on the front for anybody. This is unapologetically me.
Mm-hmm.
So in person, yo, the same person you see on social media, the same person you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all positive relationships. This show is a result of positive relationships from social
right.
media.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got a whole lot of positives.
Wow. That's dope. Let me go to Sincere. Sincere, do you have any?
First and foremost, I want to thank everybody here. Yes, positive. Van Metals. He's one of few that had and was reading, still reading my work. He used to leave comments, and when I was going through my dark times and just me just expressing myself, and for him to read it and acknowledge me, that kept me going. And when we connected and we bonded, that even made it more so that, man, I wasn't even looking at it like that. I was just looking to just get shit off my chest. So, Van Metal, thank you. Listen to your show, The War Zone. Man, there's just times I just call just to listen to what you have to say. So I want to thank you for putting this platform together, because there's many days I didn't want to say nothing, and I just wanted to listen to hear what the world had to say, what's going on. Or if anybody was on, even reading USA Today paper, LA Times, New York Times, Baltimore Times, whatever paper, I just wanted to make sure people was on the same level and going through the same thing I was going through. So just having it and just sometimes reading it made me appreciate my own struggle that we all individually had to go through, because we all got individual struggles. I met a young lady through social media that we've been best friends 16 years of my life, and she helped me not to try to commit suicide. If it wasn't for her reaching out to me, let alone some other people on social media, and we met each other. I've been the same person on media, in person. I won't change. You get what you get. And she helped me, so I'm very grateful for everybody who came in my life that was a strictly universal man God, you know, meant to be. So I appreciate every single one. I reached out to Danielle. Thank you, La Prola Negra, for reaching out to me, talking to me. I appreciate you. And God bless everybody. This whole thing has been positive.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Wow.
That is awesome.
So, all right. So, we were talking about the positive things, because I wanted to make sure that we got into positive things before we did that. But before we do that, I got to make sure that we do the station identifier, of course, as we move forward, because that's important. Off the top. So, it's going to be real quick, though. Super quick. So, this is War Council on a 50 Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is War Council, egalitarian conscious creative panel of dope souls and individuals. Tonight we are talking about Post Me. Pros and cons of having a public versus a private relationship. So I knew we were going to get into the negative of the stuff that we were talking about. We talked about a lot of stuff in the back channel. I was going to try to play the clip, but I don't think it's going to come out too clear, and I didn't want to play it through the thing. So we're going to bring that up in a little bit to discuss that directly. But when we're talking about negative posts, right, I personally knew someone who told they were seeing something, and they literally told this person. They said, "Listen, I'm about to have a divorce. This is going on. This is what's happening, you know." And the person wanted to take pictures of them, so the person took pictures of them, didn't inform them that they were taking pictures of them, and then after that, proceeded to post the pictures in places that they knew that the person would look.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Now, they knew if that person's soon-to-be ex-mate had found out, it would make their whole life difficult. But they wanted the clout of proving to the people that they were around that they could have successful relationships. This same person, right, posts bad interactions with people in their inbox and has horrible relationships with people and acts everything out in social media in real time. Now, to me, I want to see what y'all think about that. When you have someone who's a part of the screenshot ministry, that they need to post something in order to gain the validation to make it seem like whatever relationship that they're in or didn't have or feel like they're losing is never their fault. The lack of accountability. So I wanted to bring that up. I wanted to throw it at the altar of the World Council to see what would happen, in your opinions, to see what would happen. You know, now this is all real life stuff. It's all real and it's current. It's going on. It's happening at the same time. It's a little crazy, right? We're not saying because we're not going to get to. But this is an actual person who does this. They literally disregarded someone who told them, this will affect my ability to have a peaceful separation if you post a picture, and they did it anyway. And only after they were told, did they remove it. They didn't remove it beforehand. And then the same person in the same breath, you know, was having bad interactions and then was claiming, like, oh, when I have good ones, it stays between me and this person, but every time they have a bad interaction, they post it. So what is your opinion? Let me direct the conversation. Hold on. Let me direct the conversation. I'm going to start at the bottom and go to the top. So I'm going to start with Joan, and then I'm going to go to Edwina. I'm going to start with Sincere. Then I'm going to go Edwina, then I'm going to go Joan. Okay, so Sincere, your opinion.
When I see that, it's pretty – sometimes I ignore it. Just to be honest with you, I have no opinion because when I see it and I just think it's just something on some evil intent or jealousy, malice, whatever intent they're trying to accomplish. Most of the times when I see it, I'd be in my own world that I really don't have an opinion because I have so much on my own plate that I don't have time to even validate or even comment on. That's just my take on it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Edwina.
I mean, I think that a toxic person nowadays can pretty much weaponize anything. And using social media against someone in order to get some sort of reaction is kind of a foul consequence of dealing with people who are like that. But yeah, I think that, you know, certain people are going to be away, and it's unfortunate that that person got caught up in the middle of that. But yeah, that's my opinion on it. That's crazy.
Okay. All right. Joan.
I agree. I think it's the thing about exposure. Like, we expose ourselves to people personally, and we have to, social media, if it hasn't taught me anything, it's taught me to be more cognizant and more aware of who has access to me and the amount of access I give them. Right. And it makes me realize, especially when things go to different levels, right? Like, it sees you out with somebody and they can't stand the idea of you being with somebody, so they show up to where you are and now everybody dates. Like, it lets me know how much control I don't have over other people. And so it makes me that much more aware of how I engage other
right.
people. So, like, I'm one of them people, first sign of crazy, I'm out.
Mm. said the first time.
We live in a world where people literally kill people on social media. For likes, for views.
That's true.
They want to show people that they can, because they want to have, you know, because everybody wants to be famous. And so for me, it's really, even going back to why we post certain things, like I spend a lot of time, I mean, not a substantial amount, but I do think about the content of what I'm posting, who's going to see it, and why. Like, my kids are teenagers, so they are in TikTok age. So something that was meant for children is now being utilized by adults. And I never get away from the start that Facebook was originally for people who were in college. So the behaviors really identify with those behaviors between somebody who is 18 to 23. So I'm not surprised when people do stuff like they 18 to 23, because some of us never grow beyond whatever prison we're building for ourselves, and sometimes social media becomes that prison.
Oh. All right, so I'm going to go from you. I'm going to go to, hold on. You know, I really can't see the board. This is bad. Like, this is nuts. I can't see the board. I'm going to go from you to Joe.
Yeah, what was the original question, Mojave? Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I was I was away, but what was the original question? My bad.
No, I'm just saying, I explained a situation where someone had asked someone that they were seeing. They weren't in a relationship, but the person decided to post them on social media in a place that they know that their person didn't look. And then they're the same type of person that whenever they have a bad interaction, they will post whatever they would screenshot from their chat and then have it analyzed. Now, the funny thing is that this is going on in real time, and so I didn't want to bring the information in because the person can be easily found. But the person's social media was to the point where they had people telling them to take a rest because hurt people, because the way that they sounded in their interaction with the person, they were coming off as if they were hurt. You know, so I almost, like, no, not almost, I absolutely agree with Joan that people do things, like we do live in a time where you can get killed on social media because that person just wants the likes, they want the recognition. They need the same.
Yeah, okay. Well, my whole take on the thing is, you know, I'm not trying to live vicariously through other people's lives. I live my life, you know. What y'all do is what y'all do. If I see something I don't like, I'm out of there, you know. And I don't give it that time because I don't need to see, like, you know, those stage plays. You know what I mean? You know, I see that shit. It ain't about nothing, you know. I stick with my photographs and, you know, my poetry and all that. And positive people hit me up, you know, man, I like that photograph. You know, what type of lens are you use and stuff like that, you know. We can socialize that way because, you know, common interest. But I'm not trying to live vicariously through drama. You know, I leave that shit for the television, those are reality TV shows. And it's all a big reality TV show. Everybody want to be seen and want to be dramatic and cause all these rips and all that. And, girl, did you see that? Did you hear that? I'm not into all that shit. Really, I'm not into all that shit. You know, I thought it was, you know, social media to me when I avoided it for the longest time. You don't have Facebook? No, I ain't into that shit, you know. I finally got on there and I found something that I liked on there, you know, with the poetry thing and the writing and the beautiful quotes that some people post up, you know. Stuff like that, you know, positive affirmation type stuff. I like this sort of thing, you know, but I'm not trying to see, you know, this one with that one. Girl, did you hear what he did? And screenshot this, all this type of thing. No, I'm not into all that. To me, that's just ratchet bullshit. Now I don't have the time.
All right, Lisa Lips.
someone deliberately posts something that I asked not to post, that proves to me that your world is completely around you. You're singing that opera, me, 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 on a constant basis. You don't have any respect or regard for anyone else except for what you want people to see of you. And, you know, so to post things that someone truly asked you not to do, or to post private chats on social media, you know, that to me is just the height of narcissism and the fact that you need to be the center of all things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Danielle.
I do know people that do that to, have done it to their exes, but I also know a woman that does it regardless of what kind of relationship she's in, whether it be just a regular friendship or a romantic involvement. What she does is post, she'll screenshot conversations, but what she'll do before she screenshots them is remove, she'll delete certain comments out of that conversation to make it seem as though that person never reached out and said what they were going to do, or tried to keep their word. And then she'll post it to make it seem like she's the victim, like, I reached out, you know, I've been talking and talking and I didn't get no response. She's big on trying to belittle people by calling them peasants and stuff like that. And trust me, her life is not anyway. I just think it's a very selfish thing. It is narcissistic, but we live in a narcissistic society about me, me, my, I all the time now. And it's just selfish. It's petty. And it's attention seeking, because like I always say, people don't know who they are. They need outward validation to tell them who they are. They're not happy with themselves. It's misery. Misery loves fucking company, man. It's like they said, hurt people hurt people, but it's not. But it isn't always somebody hurting them. It's them hurting themselves because they're not happy with who they are. Okay, it's actually like a, I don't know how to say it, it's like a deflection from their actual life, what's really going on. So people don't dig and they don't see that this person is really a fucked up individual. And the people that they are talking about and putting on blast are not they're not the enemy. They're not the ones that are doing wrong. So it's miserable. It's a misery thing. You know, they're in a living hell. Plain and simple.
Ben.
You know, social media. So it goes back to what Joe was saying and what I said about privacy and being respectful of it. If you're willing to use photographs and screenshots and messages on social media to try to hurt another individual, you got to be pretty messed up. You can't be right upstairs. Because you're trying to hurt someone publicly for personal gain. So, I've been through that. My ex-wife tried to paint me as I was physically abusing her to my friends and family via social media. My friend, family was like, girl, you delusional. Van ain't that way. We've known this man for all our lives. My cousin lived with me. Like, what the hell? Are you crazy? And yeah, she was willing to do whatever she could to hurt me, my image, for the sake of her happiness.
She pulled the Amber Heard on you, bro.
Man, hey, listen.
How can somebody like that have any kind of happiness deep inside?
You
can't.
Man.
If they're happy with making other people miserable, their misery is their pleasure.
That's not happiness. It may be some satisfaction, but it's definitely not happiness.
Right.
And Danielle, what you said about painting themselves as a victim, that's exactly what she was trying to paint a picture of. She was a victim. I was like, victim of what? Even called the police to our house.
Wow.
But
you know
the
crazy
thing
is, yeah. You know what those police officers said to her? Those police officers
What happened
to
her, finish your thought?
Those police officers said to her, ma'am, is this not his home too? Has he broken any laws? She said, well, no. Well, ma'am, he can talk to you any way he wants to in his house, just like you could talk to him any way you want to in your house.
Uh-huh.
If he hasn't put his hands on you, if he hasn't physically touched you, if he hasn't broken any laws, you just wasted our time by calling us here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man,
I wish
I would have had a video of her stomping off on the police officers and slamming the bedroom door. Priceless. What did I do? I apologized to the officers and thanked them for coming out and hope that they had a safe and good night.
That's $500 in California if you do that.
People are unbelievable,
that's
man.
That's my thought.
But speaking about the relationship, huh?
I said that's the power of social media. Because
we know
these things happen now more because of social media, right? So you get to see in real life. It's not a personal experience anymore that just Van had with his ex-wife and a few of their people in common, friends, family, or whomever. It's something that lives in real, you know, it's now archived. And so people will forever see how she tried to fuck over that man.
Yep.
And so I feel like sometimes it's always a good time for you to be exposed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, you know, it's kind of like a silver lining in a dark cloud type situation. Like, it's fucked up that it happened. But if Van would have told that story to people that didn't know him and didn't know her and they didn't hear or see it for themselves, it would just be his word against her word.
Correct.
Right.
Now social media archives certain things. So we will never forget that this transpired. Yes. So this is not a folklore. It's not a tale. It's something that really happens and is happening. And, you know, it's just bringing fucked up people to life. And so they're just making their circle smaller and painting themselves into a tighter corner.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to make sure that when we're talking about that, because I had my experience is very similar to Van. It's one of the things that we bonded over, the fact of someone being able to go out and put things on social media. Incidentally, also when I decided to fight, her social media posts completely helped me in my court case. Completely helped me. She was out there being goofy, throwing gang signs, talk about this, and real family and all this other stuff that was going on. And she kept going and she kept going. Like, you know, somebody subscribed, which we do every Tuesday and Friday on Zoom. Like, I wrote a piece because it was like, the prompt was, I almost gave up, right? I almost gave up when, you know, dot, dot, dot. So what reminded me of what was I was going through, that on social media, she absolutely painted me as a villain. She would go to people in the community and lie to me so she could manipulate those that were against me. There were people that I would meet that completely just had an utter disdain for me whatsoever because they thought of me in the way that, that she painted me, right? And I was very lucky that, the extension of the things that I did actually got those people to look into. A couple people, not all the time, they just had to figure those things out. But she spent her time on social media, the same me doing certain things. Those are the things that she wanted to do because she knew she didn't like my reputation because people spoke highly. And on social media, which I still to this day have all of it. I kept every single bit of it. I have hard copies. I got jump drives, right? Because through the course of my life where someone literally got up on social media and defamed me in the worst way possible. I mean, one time she got me so good, I wrote this crazy thing, and people were like, yo, you need to take that down because, you know, that's you're letting her know that she got you, that she got you. You know, that she's on social media, her age, dealing with a gangbanger, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And I'm sorry I used the word gangbanger, but for lack of a better term. Those things that are happening. But I wanted to refocus on the negative effects on relationships. Now, I know that some people, like we have relationship TikTok, relationship IG, relationship everything else, and a lot of things that we do when we talk about these things is we usually use the opinion of other people to help formulate what we're going to do over here, right? So as I've been doing some research, you know, I got back into, of course, Kevin, what you call it? He just passed.
Samuels.
Why is it on the tip of my tongue? Yeah, Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels.
Right. And then surprisingly enough, there's a lot of sisters who use what he's saying as foundations to the things that they're talking about. And so one of the most interesting things that I found, right, was this woman who's a divorce lawyer. She's like, if there's women to avoid that you don't want to marry because your divorce rate is going to be high. She basically said, I'm going to get in trouble, which, you know, she had to, because she did on TikTok. She said, the stay-at-home mom. Now, no offense, we're not indicating that this is something that we're saying. This is just something we're using for the conversation. All works and things like that does not reflect the imagery, the idea, the concept, or anything that we do that in regards to Epiphany Radio Universe and any of its members. All right, but she said one of the people who start the worst of divorces is stay-at-home moms that get on social media and they look at what other people are doing. They look at the type of things that they're doing, the reels and everything else, which we've already discussed. But it makes them want a relationship that they may not either have worked for, be deserving for. And I'm not saying that this is something I believe that should happen to them. I'm just saying, like, I'm going by her opinion. So the other thing I wanted to point out was with that, and then I watched some clips of Kevin Samuel, and I cannot front on myself. Some of the women, they were a little bit delusional. Just a little bit, a smidgen delusional. Like literally, I'm like, how does this work? And not to take away from anybody, but there were some people who I honestly believe, like, mental illness is good. So in that sense, what I wanted to ask, again, real quickly, all right, do you think people taking relationship advice on social media benefits a relationship?
Nope.
Negative. You think
nope.
That taking you know, relationship advice on social media benefits your relationship?
Hell no.
Is it good advice? Is it good
not
advice?
Most of the time.
Like, no, I mean, like, let's be honest. If I'm having a conversation with five of my closest friends, I'm going to get varying views depending on where they are in their lives, how many relationships they've been in, what the status of their current relationship is, all of those things. It comes down to me it comes down to, is it good advice? Like, the Bible says, seek wise counsel. Is the counsel wise?
Not most
like,
of the time.
If somebody says to me today, hey, don't spend all of your money because you may need some tomorrow. If they posted that on social media, just because they posted it on social media, it doesn't negate the fact that it wasn't a true statement. You really should not spend all of your time, all of your money today, because you may need some tomorrow. That's legitimate. It doesn't matter where you get it. No, it's not. Because there's somebody out there spending all of their money today, I promise you.
Well, they ain't got no damn sense.
They literally spend all their money.
Thanks.
Everybody wasn't raised by somebody who had good sense. Here's the reality. Half of Mahalo's children, like 50% of them, belong to their mama. He just said she did things that didn't make good sense. So she's passing on some of the not good sense to those children. So if somebody on social media grabs their ear with something that's good sense, I would rather my children to listen to somebody who has good sense on social media than listen to me and I'm out here being foolish and telling them stupid shit. Like sometimes you can't determine where it came from. The truth is just the truth, no matter where it hangs.
That is true.
It's a good advice.
If you are speaking to someone, that's pretty level-headed and sensible. And I mean, most of us are have our own minds. You can determine whether it sounds like a bunch of silly shit or not. I can see, you know, taking it into consideration. But for the most part, I would prefer to go to someone in a professional setting rather than just someone on social media. And some people, you know what, yeah, some people can give you sound advice. They really can. Like, I speak very positive. But I'm very real with mine as well. And I don't speak a bunch of silly shit when I do my little vlogs and stuff. So some, yeah, but most of them that I've seen, they stood on the platform when the train of common sense was pulling up, and it just left them, I'm trying to tell you.
Anyone else?
I've gotten some good advice off of social media, actually. I mean, but it's like it goes with everybody, you know, what Lisa was saying. I believe that, you know, all advice ain't good, but some of it is, even though, you know, sometimes you consider the source, too. But a lot of times, it's like do as I say, not as I do. Some people doing some wrong shit, but they telling you some right shit.
Yeah,
if you can apply it to your life, and if it works for you, yeah, if you can apply it to your life, it'll work for your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's give and take, you know. There's some good advice out there. There's some wrong shit out there too. But you know, if I hear something, I'm like, damn, you know, I could do that. That would work for me. I'm gonna take that advice. I'm gonna use that. But some of the shit is like, no, hell no, man, please. Step back.
Exactly.
You got to take everything with a grain of salt.
Oh, thanks.
You know, some of the greatest advice I got on social media was how to come up with new ways to cook things. So I thank them people for giving me new ideas and new recipes.
Amen.
Because
your cooking show is off the chain. I do follow your cooking show, sir.
Thanks.
Hey, you got a cooking show, man?
Yeah, man. When I post all of my meals on the food,
man,
so am I cooking, man?
Food porn.
But you know what though. Joan said something that was very key. Wise counsel.
Well,
right.
I would take I would take advice from somebody like Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, because I consider him to be wise counsel, before I take it from Joe Schmo, who's just posting some old rhetoric, you know. Sometimes there are merits in what some others speak on social media, but you have to really, really pay attention to who's speaking it. What is their character? Why are they doing it? Right? Are they doing it for likes? You know, we went on a whole tangent a few shows ago about the dude in the McDonald's for his kid, and they had staged the whole thing. But the content did exactly what it was desired to do, which was make us think what our minds and what our eyes truly saw.
Right.
You know, so yeah, you definitely got to be careful with the counsel that you're taking this advice from.
Absolutely.
You know, I think the other thing is consider the source. Like sometimes
yes,
I have friends who give me wise counsel. They may not be in the best situation, but they're able to advise me from the seat of regret. Some of the best advice I've given is from the seat of regret. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's because I've already experienced this thing. I can see it coming towards you, and I don't want you to get hit. So I'm going to advise you, jump right now, because you may not be able to withstand another hit.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who's listening in and they don't know, like, because a lot of times when we're looking at these TikTok videos, reels and all of that stuff, we're able to give an opinion and we formulate that opinion a lot of times based on our own experience. And what we do, like I said, okay, let me, different example. I'm not a fan of Beyonce's music, right? Because I grew up listening to older music. So even though she's around my age and she's singing about things that people my age and a little bit younger and even a little bit older want to hear about, it's not for me because I've already outlived the season of her life that she's in.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wise about, like when she discovered her daddy wasn't who he said he was, I had already went through that 10 years prior, so it didn't move me at all.
Wow.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
wow.
Her counsel was wise to somebody who had not sat in that seat, but for somebody who had been far gone and away from that seat a long time, I didn't need it.
Right.
So it's kind of like take what you can use, discard the rest.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. I like that.
Going down to the sun. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to do was I'll point this out. Hold on. Let me pull this up real quick. Don't want to have it. All right. So the one thing that we talked about certain things, but we had already talked about that. We hadn't talked about jealousy and an insecure attachment style, and how people may get upset seeing their partner liking or commenting on other people's posts, stroking concerns that their partner is interested in other people or, for worse, already cheated. All right. They said the use of Facebook in particular has shown the increase of feelings of suspicion and jealousy in romantic relationships among college students. The effect may be the result of a feedback loop where Facebook exposes people to often ambiguous information about their partner that they may not otherwise have access to. All right. And it said, excessive social media use is linked to couples fighting more. There's a 2013 study found that couples who have been together less than 3 years, spending more time with their Facebook link more Facebook-related conflicts and more negative relationship outcomes. You know, they said one study found that those dating people overshare. They overshare on social media. Aha. I have a tendency to lower relationship satisfaction through positive posts about relationships every now and again seems to mediate the effect. All right. They said social media makes daily life less interesting. Less. And it can distract you from spending quality time with your partner. All right. So here's the one thing I also wanted to bring up. All right. So is it plausible that when you have someone who has displayed all of their relationships, right, you get to see everything that they have, they're very transparent, and then you start to notice that the person is not just with that person, they're with several other people because they're always with those people refer themselves to this one particular person. True story. So in that sense of what it is, all right, is there more cheating because of social media and relationships?
More cheating?
More cheating.
I wouldn't say it's because of social media that there's more cheating. Cheating is old as time. It's just that we are exposed to it more. We see it more now. It's not a lot of hidden secrecy anymore because of the exposure of the devices that we have and the internet and stuff. So no, I don't think it's more cheating because of it. It's just it's seen more. That's all because of it.
It's just being more exposed. But they want to think that anybody's doing that is seeking some type of internal intention. They want some love. There's something missing when we got to put that part of our lives out there, and we're not satisfied with the individual that we chose. And if choices are the key for cheating, then how do we get there before we start cheating even began if we chose that partner? Cheating will start to come out of it. Like, go ahead.
I'm saying it's a manipulator's paradise.
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Wow.
If it's manipulation on social media, what were we doing before social media? Cheating was still going on way before the social media came out. People were still cheating with beavers.
Oh, my
people
God.
Had cold
exactly. I mean, that's what I said. It's all this time. It's just exposed now because of the technology that we have. That's it.
Right.
Cheating has always been and it will always be. With somebody is going to find some kind of selfish reason to go out and do what they do or find a reason to get the satisfaction that they want because they're unhappy at home. But we just see it now more because of the devices that we have from the technology. That's it.
Right.
Yeah,
social
tool.
Media now
this
has changed
tool,
the
all.
Access. And social
right.
media has changed the access of it. If you were a cheater prior to social media, you had to find ways to make contact with people. You had to make your little sneaky links or whatever you were going to do the way you wanted to do them. Now you can just pick your phone up out of your pocket and connect whatever you want to connect up. But it also exposes the cheater more so, too, because if you do something they don't like, they're going to post that on social media and then you caught.
Yeah, and they give it new terminology, too, like you just said, quote, unquote, sneaky link. I don't even
right.
know what the hell that meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, the booty call. If somebody correct me, that was booty call on the West Coast.
That's what it is.
Right.
That booty call.
Yeah. Booty call.
Exactly.
It was booty call on every coast. But see, the difference between a booty call and a sneaky link is a booty call happens most times when you're single. because when you with somebody, you got to cheat during the daytime. So let me tell y'all this secret. Social media has caused me to cheat less because it made me realize how common I was out here acting, cheating like everybody fucking else. Oh, it made me feel so unspecial in my real life.
No more originality.
Like it's hacking at this point.
I was like, they everybody like, fucking
you don't want to be promised.
Wow.
It was terrible. I was like, you out here acting like you ain't never been real. Girl, sit down.
I hear you, girl. Don't want to be common. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. Do you think, all right, so here's another question. Do you think that by placing a post of your physicality, like, for example, there was a TikTok of a woman because she was considered to be a bigger body size than her husband, who was very physically fit and in shape and everything else, that they had been together since they were 16. And so literally people took to social media because she was posting things that they were in a relationship. And clearly they're very much in love and together and everything else, but people didn't feel that she deserved her mate because he was very handsome and very physical fit. All right. And so in that sense, people took the time to write her hateful messages about her not deserving her mate.
And miserable, judgmental side of people.
I saw that post too.
She explained to them it wasn't her physical state that attracted him to her. It was her mind, her personality, how she treated him, how she dealt with other people in her life, how she treated people. That's what it was. And they really couldn't wrap their heads around that shit, that a person can be loved for who they are and not what they are. You know, and
right.
It's, man, it's such a silly shit. Misery,
I just wanted to say it because she went in the total opposite direction that I would have, because I would have told him he loved all 383 pounds of this big motherfucker over here. And I ain't got to do
every
what you hoes out there trying to motherfucking do to get a nigga who don't want to go. Bitch, I got it. I got all the money. He bring it home to me. He likes it. He pays for it. He keeps it. All of these four exes motherfucker is mine. He likes it.
Yes,
that's how you feel.
That's right.
Every fiber of my motherfucking being, that's right.
Every stretch mark, every crook and crevice that he can get up in, he gets in this motherfucker and he likes it. Did I tell you that he likes it? This motherfucker is putting everything in the loop.
Yeah, and that goes back to fat shaming too.
I don't have to prove to nobody what I deserve. And I think that's the big thing about social media that really drives me, is that we get into telling other people what we think they should have for them.
Right. Well, it's the same thing that society does. It sets standards, how we should look and how we should act and you know, treat people. And they fall into that instead of knowing who the fuck they are. I can't say it enough. People don't know who they are. And that's why they seek this, and they fall into what's popular, the popular saying, the popular dress, the popular physicality. It's bullshit. But that's the way it is. That is the way it
is.
It's sad.
I hate to be a Debbie Downer to all this stuff, but, I mean, I look at, you know, like the social media, like, you know, with the former asshole. You know, how did Twitter become policy? When they made that move, I just lost it, man. Are you serious?
I don't know anything about Twitter.
Policy?
I don't understand it. What is it?
But I mean, they let that fool, you know, it's another social media platform. And, you know, things.
Right. I know that,
Twitter,
but
they using the social media is like, okay, that's the word. Because it's on social media. He said it on social media. It's facts. And we all know there's some bullshit out there. And all those masses are following that crap, believing in that shit, because it's on social media. Come on.
But see, they pre-programmed us because they made us feel the same thing about television and radio, even printed media.
I don't even watch TV.
Yeah, I mean, and so that's the thing. Because remember when everybody had bulimia in the 70s and the 80s because of who was on the front of magazines? And so
right,
way,
right, anorexia and bulimia, right.
Any way we can tell people to be something other than who they are that's going to drive up mass production of, I mean, it comes down to GDP.
Exactly.
What can we get you to buy into to ignore the things that really matter and to move forward with consuming to the point of destruction?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys seen that the kindergarten teacher, the African-American woman that's being berated for her body features, and they're trying to get her fired because of what
that. I saw that.
And my comment was, we got bigger issues than somebody's. Are the kids learning? Is she a productive individual in that platform instead of worrying about how she looks? Now she might lose her job because of her body feature? Well, we got that far of letting folks pay.
And so here's the thing. You can't be not in shape. So you have to be the perfect amount of average to be a kindergarten teacher now?
Oh, man,
I wish somebody would
talk that
shit about my shit.
That blew my mind.
Take your ass.
One of the major things that it's also pointing out is that it can make us more narcissistic. Excessive social media use can lead to narcissistic traits in some cases. Research confirms that addictive social media use reflects the need to feed the ego and attempt to improve self-esteem, both of which are narcissistic traits. And different types of social media play into the different aspects of narcissism. All right, so people who frequently tweet or post selfies may be displaying grandiosity or one of the common traits of narcissism. And since you can be narcissistic without having a personality order, it's possible to develop these traits over time. So when people are coming in and they're making comments and they believe everything else, like the whole study, I know somebody brought up the whole thing with Trump, but the idea of people believing stuff, like I literally watched Marjorie Taylor Greene just do this whole scary thing. Like she, and it's like funny, like she was in a debate with her opponent, and the opponent was just taking her apart because she just kept repeating these points of shit that she knows is not true. Easily disproven, easily shown that none of this stuff is actually true. But there's this idea, this narcissism that people have when they see things. They see people in relationships. They got to comment on it. They got something to do. But also, on the flip side, people are also using social media to gain things, to gain, you know, finances, you know, to find more mates. Like, we had talked about the basketball player, PJ Washington, and how he had sex with the Instagram model, who essentially said, like, I'm getting pregnant because I'm going to have this kid's birthday because he's going to take care of me the rest of my life through these children. And so the funny thing, I was watching, what's his name, Jalen Rose, and he had this whole thing he was talking about as a basketball player, right, that literally that these women can contact you through social media and arrange meetings for things that happen. And the whole idea about it was about them being able to make the choice to figure out who that they wanted to be with and to do the things that are happening. You know, and we look at all the different things that are going on. But hold on. We have 2 minutes left. All right. So if you're within the sound of my voice, all right, this is Epiphany Radio Universe, For Real Entertainment Network, presenting War Council. All right. And we're talking about pros and cons of relationships. And you got 90 seconds to get in here. The number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you want to be heard. We have an incredibly good discussion based on relationships and social media, your relationship with, whether you want to be posted or not. And we'll come faster to the end, but make sure that you get in here. The Blog Talk Lady does not play. We stop live streaming at 11 p.m. You got
less than 60 seconds to get in here. The number is 319-527-6300. All right? So that being said, we're going to continue the discussion. All right? So when we're looking at this, we talk about people. One of the memes that I thought I was going to use, but I didn't get a chance to use, I was going to post in the thing. And it said, and the meme goes, you know, the one where they're texting each other on social media, and he goes, I'm an Instagram model, and he's like, cool. He's like, I'm gonna run it back on Madden. Because it's fucking delusion and shit, right? It's a hilarious meme, but. People will get on social media in their relationships and pretend to be anything. And so we're looking at some of these shows that have been developed from these relationships of people going on social media. Some people have become literal stars for the way that they clap cheeks with people. Sorry, I had to say it that way. 10 seconds.
Hey, Mojave, let me add to the PJ, being a former pro basketball player and coach on that level. Outside of social media, these women come to games before social media. They know the stats of each individual and where they're going to be drafted at because they get in contact with the agents. They go to all the functions and they ear hustle. They know how much a person's going to make before he even comes out. It goes bigger.
Wow.
It's bigger than social media because you talk to a guy who wasn't drafted. And I had a woman post me, she said, you ain't going to make it because you didn't get drafted.
Wow.
I was in the NBA free agent division route. I wasn't at the draft, but I went to the one that they get drafted and worked their way in. And the things I could tell you, It goes past social media. That's just another avenue if they can't get close to them. So of course they use social media to, especially got a big following and somebody's cute. Of course these young men, but they got women that will go to the games and sit behind the bench or across just to be seen and know when they hotel when they arrive.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
They know what hotels and where they hang out.
Not well. Can you confirm or deny, because I've heard this from more than one person who is speaking on their podcast as a sports star, and they said that they have a special portion of the arenas, basketball arenas, football arenas, where the women sit that are chosen for this, and they call it roadkill. Is that true?
Hey, 100%, that's true.
What?
NFL has it. Major League Baseball, soccer, hockey, every major sport have their little section.
What? Yo.
I didn't start it. My name is Edwin W. McKinney. I did not start it.
Huh?
Go ahead.
No, go, Joan.
Oh, no, I was saying, I guess in my head, social media is not the wave because Prince Williams' wife was transferred into the school that he went to for the specific purpose of marrying him. Like, her mama moved her from one school to another to meet him. Like, this isn't about, you know, social media. But here's the thing. They're one of the biggest social media couples since Princess Diana and Charles.
Mm-hmm.
This lady planned her daughter's life knowing exactly where to place her in the photo of his life.
Mm-hmm.
In
Wait,
real life.
Who is this again?
Prince William.
Wait, who?
And Kate Middleton's mom. Her name is Kate, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, her name's Kate, yeah.
Wow.
Kate Middleton, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do that.
In real life. I mean, this is not like basketball hunting. This is like, I'm going to be the queen, honey.
Yeah, we're going to put you here.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be there. This is where he's going to frequent. We have to make sure that you make an appearance. We're going to make your presence felt so you get the kind of attention that you're supposed to get. And it just goes on from there. But these practices are old as time as well. This is not nothing new that's been going on. And just like I said, we get exposure to it because of technology. That's it. You know, but these are very, very real things that are going on.
Hold on for a second, because I know Jared came in the room. Jared, you're here, right?
What up, yo?
Just
Jay.
Jared, are you
here? Yes,
bad.
Sir. I was
just
listening, Jay. Taking in everything, man. Hey, hi, everybody.
Nah,
because
I know you raised your hand. Like,
good evening.
All right.
So,
you're the Hastings here.
So, because I'm wilding out, because I did not, like, I thought that was, like, a rumor that Sincere told me I'm wilding out, like, I'm bugging right now. Like, I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Anyway, but the whole thing of that whole, like, what you call it? Like, so do you think existing in social media, right, the fact that there are some women, and I'm not, this is not to disrespect any woman here, is that there are some women who, you know, since you guys have pointed out, that usually use their IG model status to create a lifestyle for themselves that they would normally not have, but because of their bodies, because of the way they might perform a sexual act or something, that social media allows them to move with impunity.
Okay. Absolutely.
What's the question? Am I mad at it?
No, you don't have to be mad at it. I'm just saying, like, you know, there's always a system to everything else. Like, for example, like the tipping point. Like Malcolm Gladwell in his book The Tipping Point talked about how, you know, black you know youth would roll up one leg of their shoe, and then the next thing you know, someone will market up against it. It's a tipping point, something that we would do to make those things change. Right? We're always a way of creating a culture. You know, just like Timberland swore up and down that the urban market, you know, even though we were the people who made the boots popular, like they said that we only represented 4%, and then they changed their mind and started doing all these different designs and different colors because we had been painting boots, drawing on them, do all kinds of stuff. We do the same thing with sneakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
This idea of this underground market, this way, this thing that's happening with models having the ability to, you know, to say, well, you know what, I think my body looks this way, I think I do this, I want to live this type of lifestyle, you know, let me use social media to attract, you know, I even hate the sound of it, high value men to you know, basically get me to where I need to go. So,
but
you know, I'm not saying whether you like it or not. I'm just asking
you. I mean, the reality is they're not all utilizing, they're not using high-value men. What they're using is a congregate way to market. You know what I'm saying? So you're getting an aggregate count of average men to boost you up so that some high-value men may look at you and pull you out of the lifestyle of internet, you know, close to internet prostitution, right? But here's the thing. I mean, if they went to Playboy, if they went to Sports Illustrated, here's the reality for me is they cut out the middle person. They getting all their money except for through IG. IG is charging them, what, 4 to 15%? Whereas if they had 15%. To pay an agent, somebody to market their talent, somebody for pictures and all of that too, they would be paying upwards of 50 or 60% of the income that they're supposed to be getting because it's their body, right? I can't be mad at them. For cutting out the system.
And then there's always going on with this high value stuff again. Doggone high value male stuff. It sounds crazy. To me, it's
with a lot of money.
Well, I mean, what's value to one person might not be of no value to another person because the person can have a lot of money.
That's
shit.
that's part right there. Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's true.
It's true.
The social media thing again, where they're...
Hold on. Who called me? Was that you, Cecilia, to call? What'd you say?
I said everything that's just been said. Now imagine those women, those IG models, knowing, okay, I'm going to work out. So if you notice IG models, they're always in a gym. They keep their body nice and tight, so when they go out to these pro games, they can attract those athletes and hit them up. That's how it's gotten different. As before, if everybody's a model, everybody can be a model on a grand scale. So they use the IG model, say they're models, to get these other smaller corporations or clothing lines, whatever, to give them a little money to make their life where, okay, I can use this $5,000, $3,000 a month from this little spot I got. And then they use that to step for gym time, petty rent, until they go grab one of these athletes. That's what's happening on the West Coast. I can't speak east of the Mississippi. I can tell you west of the Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
I think it happens everywhere. The same thing happened with video vixens back in the day. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You get to a local rapper, he put you on, he take you on tour with him, you get on the next tour, you get on the next tour, you get in the video. I mean, this is, it's not new.
Right.
With Kareem Stephens, when she told her story in her book, she straight up identified a lot of rappers. And I remember reading XXL magazine, I remember Source magazine, I remember reading all of these different hip hop magazines where the term Superhead would come up, and she would come up in all this conversation. Jay-Z mentioned her. She mentioned all these different people that she'd been in as a video vixen using that. And then she was able to take her experiences, write her books, do the stuff that she's going on. And it's funny, like I, you know, my thing, like I call it the flower trap, because she didn't call everybody. But the funny thing is, the first person that she had an extensive relationship was Kool G Rap. Kool G Rap literally moved from New York to Arizona. Wildest. But what I'm saying, it seems like when we're looking at certain people like on Instagram, and I don't have any dog in the fight, like you do what you do, anything else that's going on. But some of the people get caught on, they get picked up, they become an ambassador, they do something, and then they get paid, and I guess, you know, the working out and everything else that's going on that's happening at the same time, while they're trying to figure out what those things are happening, what they're doing until they can get to the person that they're going to spend time with. But, there's a difference, like, I don't know, like, when we look at some of the things like Basketball Wives and things of that sort, like, you know, it seems almost like certain people decided that like, yo, that's like, they were like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm entitled to all of these things that's happening. I don't have to do anything, you know, at this point. Now, if you had children with them, you're married, you're everything else, you deserve everything you get. But I remember there was one, I forgot which basketball wife it was. He literally just dated this man for like a year, and she was trying to get all of his money, and he didn't have any kids with her. She was upset that he was breaking up with her. Huh?
No, that was Antoine Walker. That was Antoine Walker from the Boston Celtics.
And she was trying to get everything up off. And I was like, you only dated him, like, you don't have, like, there's no, he didn't marry you. It was like, and she was, like, mad that he didn't want to be with her anymore. And it was like, she was doing it. And I was like, you said what?
That was Antoine Walker's ex-fiance. And she married a baseball player for the L.A. Dodgers and had a kid. Then she was also broke up with him. I think it was Crawford. Was a baseball player. Then she got with Ocho Cinco, and that was that whole thing was. She was just,
That's Evelyn. That's Evelyn. Yeah. Evelyn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Evelyn. Yeah, I can't remember what her last name is.
So I guess this is my thing. Like, but I don't blame people for the life they live for themselves, because these guys get with these girls because they like what they have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can all pretend that nobody has a price, but sometimes if a person just simply loves you the right way, they're going to be able to get everything you have because they apply the appropriate amount of love to you and you feel seen through their eyes. And that's all you need. Some people feel like, you know, they need a Rolls Royce. I can't determine which is right for which person.
That's
true. Guys who have money want women who look a certain way. He want a trophy. The most dudes who play sports want a trophy or a ring.
He ain't want nobody to run his money, though.
Don't speak for everybody, because some of them give it. They know the price. That's why everybody is so mad with the quarterback who just left the Texans. He could have paid for all the chicks that ever accused him. But he didn't.
How we know he didn't pay it, and they wanted more.
I'm in Houston, so he didn't pay what he promised, and now they mad. So now he got a class action damn near lawsuit again.
Exactly. And God rest his soul, Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul. That young lady in Colorado, Caucasian woman that accused him, she was already on payroll. When he stopped paying her, that's when the accusation happened. That's why they settled out of court. You never heard from her again.
Right.
And I love, God rest his soul, but each individual have a woman, sneaky link, in every state that, I'm a total basketball coach, that's what I know, in every state that's on payroll. They keep their mind quiet.
Wow.
A.K.A. James Harden.
Houston
Rockets.
Now, the one thing that struck me about the cases when they did when they basically took samples and they said that she had different sperm inside of her besides Kobe's, I was like, I ain't here to yuck nobody's junk. But I was just, that took me, like, in those days, it took me aback. I was like, okay. And even the way that they describe every single thing that happened. And I was like, it didn't seem like this. It seemed like a payday. But then again, you know, you see a bunch of things that happen in social media that's going on where literally, like, some dudes, I don't know, they get slow walked into, you know. Like, I don't know what happens to them when they meet said model, and they know that she's not there because she loves him. She knows, like, you know, the PJ Washington thing,
correct.
Like, but, you know, huh?
I said correct. Here's the thing. At this age, I just can't see myself being hooked on crack.
What?
Sorry.
I grew up in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? I know, I've seen it so many times. I know what Craig do. You know what I'm saying? I saw Pookie when he went down in New Jack City. I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make me smoke crack. But like Rick James said, crack is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
All right. so the other thing is like, where are we at?
We don't know.
So this other thing that I'm looking at is like, it's totally like I'm looking at this stuff where everything else is going on. It's like, it's talking about having, it's like a time capsule for your memories. You can learn relationships from exes, which we talked about, you know. It's talking about the positiveness of having a long-distance relationship, being able to communicate over that. And so they're able to, you know, tend to be happier if they have the status public and anything else that, but it talks about it being a very, very young dynamic. The one thing that I'm starting to notice in my social sphere is that I'm noticing a bunch of people like magically getting married, like just magically getting married. Now, the funny thing is when one of my brothers got married, he didn't tell nobody shit. He didn't post it on social media. He didn't tell people he's having this idea. He didn't tell people when he got engaged. He kept everything private till after the wedding, right? And he said, pursue your mate and off of social media, go see your mate and all. And he's like, when you turn up married, people think that you just made a rash decision when you really been putting in all the time. But really, he did it to keep the naysayers and nosy, you know, the nosy and negative Nancys out of his shit. So the idea of him doing that, and then when you show up, like, you know, you felt, you know, because he had gotten married in Howard University Chapel, which is dope, right? But literally, by doing that, it kept people out of his sphere, you know, because people are giving to things like that. Like, there always be someone who will show up and just do some negative shit because they can, you know, or they'll say something,
yep.
You know. And they'll be like, oh, my God. You'll be like, I can't believe that this happened. And you know, anything else, and they got everything to say about somebody because, you know, misery loves company. But so what is the advantage? What is the advantage if you were going to be married or go into a deep relationship or anything else? What is the advantage of avoiding social media? And I want to tell a thing.
Just what you said. Just exactly what you said. The reason why your brother did it. To keep the negative bullshit. Keep the devil out, man. Plain and simple. People love to start trouble to bring attention to themselves or for whatever selfish-ass reason. But you keep people out of it, and you don't have to worry about the bullshit during the process. Once you lock it down, you still want to run into the bullshit, but now you have no interference in your process of getting to where you need to be. That's it. Plain and simple,
man. But now the question about the other side of that, though, because here's the reality. You go into something with someone, and it's been closed all this time, and now you have to deal with all of the feedback. So, for instance, you date privately, right? And then you appear in this relationship publicly after you've locked it down. Realistically, y'all have secluded yourselves from the rest of the world, and not every relationship, coupleship, is able to withstand. Like, sometimes we're so protective of something that we don't allow the trial to come for us to work through. So now you're married to somebody and you don't know how they deal with conflict from outside. You don't know how they're going to deal with your ex-girlfriend or ex-dude or, you know, people in your family when y'all go to Christmas dinner or whatever the case may be, because you haven't exposed them to any of that and y'all have never had to work through it. So I think that sometimes it can be not as great as it seems on the other side, because you spent so much time locking it down, and now it becomes a free-for-all now that y'all have this new thing.
Well,
okay,
it is
so
important to keep the people
possibly,
out your biz.
But let me ask you this. What keeps it from being a free-for-all if they had exposed themselves to people during the process when they were planning it?
Because
what keeps them protected?
I don't
how do they know they...
Okay, but then there's right, teamwork. Not everybody is going to marry somebody that's not going to be able to work with them together. They're going to talk about this. I'm pretty sure they're going to discuss this. Look, baby, you know we're going to catch some backlash from Heidi, from everybody. You ready for this? If you need me, I'm here. People work together. Not everybody lets themselves go off unprotected or out there on a tightrope. Okay?
No,
if you're a partner with somebody,
I'm
saying they
don't see
know
that way
how
at all. I don't see that way at all. Hold on.
Because let Jared hop in, because Jared had, he was trying to hop in before. So, Jared, go ahead.
When you keep people out your business, you appreciate you. When you keep people out your business, you keep, like say if something happened on this day right here, and you tell your friends about it, and they all, they know about that. You didn't got past that, and y'all both have got past that. But these people that y'all know remember that time right there. So it's just best to keep them out your business. I mean, you're not isolating yourself. You can still be around those people, but you don't have to bring
right.
those people into your business.
Exactly.
But that's not what he said.
All right.
He said nobody knew. I'm saying he said nobody knew. So in my head, nobody knew. Like, I'm saying for me, I would rather be with somebody in real life.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I would rather. Can I go? Okay. I would rather be with someone in real life in real time. Like, if we have to hide away or, you know, not include certain people, I want to know how you build that when it's just you. You know, it's like a lot of times when you look at those reality shows about relationships and stuff, they do fine as long as they're in the house. And then when they go out into the real world, then they don't know how to face the real world together because you're used to dealing with things on your accord and I'm used to dealing with things on my accord. Like, I think about shows like The Bachelor. A lot of those people don't make it because they're living in this closed environment where everything is great and perfect and there has been no time for trial and tribulation in the relationship. And then when the waves start to come, we're not swimming in a synchronous type way. And so that's the only thing, like, in my head that would be a thing for me is how we're going to deal with all of the things that come. So you go from kind of zero conversations about the relationship because nobody really knows to now you facing 100 conversations because everybody's trying to figure things out and they want to know. And, you know, it's not for me. And I can only speak for me. It's not conducive to living a realistic life. But I've also had a relationship that I couldn't be in publicly with anybody.
I have to disagree
okay,
with
hold
that
on,
because
on.
It comes
I
down
wait,
to
wait, Hold on. We just had somebody come in. Area code 862. Who may I ask to speak in?
Is this? Hey, this is J Rob.
Hey,
you call me
J-Rob.
From
J-Rob.
What's up, J Rob?
What's up, y'all? It's a convoluted explanation, Hob. Don't go there yet.
Okay,
but
fine.
I have a question for everybody because it seems that everybody in here is over 35 years old. Nobody was born in 2000. What did people do before social media when it came to relationships?
Thank you.
People used to mind their damn business.
That's what I was trying to say. It ain't nobody business. That's it.
You ain't obligated to tell nobody a damn thing.
That's
nobody.
It.
I had a conversation with a sister recently, and she says, I don't want to be kept a secret. I said, my business is not a secret. It's my business. If I'm dating you, I don't give a damn about social media. I don't care about none of your friends. I don't care about nobody, because if I'm in love with you and people don't like that I'm in love with you, fuck them and their opinions. If their opinions are more you than me, then you shouldn't be seeing me. Because if somebody in my circle says, I don't like her for whatever reason, well, you ain't going to bed with that woman. You ain't helping out with that woman. You're not being fulfilled by that woman. So your opinion means just as much as horseshit. Who cares?
Thank you. That's it's down to it's nobody's damn business. That's the whole thing. Because what you're going to come up against is whatever you're going to come against. That's it. Thank you.
I'm not going to be in love with you because 8,000 of my friends on social media digs you. I don't need 8,000 people to say she's a good woman. And if a woman needs 8,000 of her friends on social media to say I'm a good man, you need to leave me alone because their opinions mean more to you than I do.
But that brings us to another thing. Social media is really like a part of the whole courtship ritual now.
No, only if you allow it to. Social media is a
if
social
you allow
tool.
It,
social media is triangular.
Yeah, all it is. It's social.
Exactly.
It's not my life media. It's social.
There you go.
My life is not supposed to be a public display. I allow you in.
Some people do that. Some people that their whole their socials is this is the life that they created for themselves. You know, the majority of the people hold on, Danielle. The majority of people that are on this panel that we're talking at War Council, because we've had the benefit of seeing each other. We know we're real people in real time, that we do real things. Like, there's nothing fake about it. The same way we are, we talk online, the same way we are when we're in public. But not everybody shares that. Not everybody has that ability to be that way. You know, some people put on certain things and they fake jacks for the stuff that goes on because they need to create this ideology of who they are, to have, you know, this perfect person of who they are. But, you know, when it comes to relationships, like, you know, like J-Rob says, like, I don't want to be a secret. No, because people come along and fuck shit up. Like, they fuck shit up because they can. Because someone gives them... There's people who mire themselves in being fucking messy. And that's all they fucking do. They don't change. They just fucking go and be messy because that's their life. That's the way that they happen to be. They don't have shit going on for themselves. So they say, fuck it, I'm going to go be messy. I'm going to go fuck this shit up. And, you know, I live over here in this portion of the country. It's not like you're going to come see me. So let me do some dumb shit. I've seen it happen more than 1,000 fucking times. I've seen shit crazy. Like, I've had people hunt for me on social media. I was like, it's beneath my pay grade. It's not worth my time. So say what the fuck you're going to say. It's not like you're going to say it to my face. So you keep doing what you're doing. A lot of people are like that, you know? The other thing is that there are people who love to interfere in shit because it gives them a special joy to fuck shit up. They'll be like, yo, I'm the person who did this. You know, there are people who throw all kinds of receipts and everything else. Like, I literally watched one of my people get catfished on Twitter and then carry it through all social media platforms and drag the fuck out of this dude. I mean, like not even drag. Can I say drug? They drug this dude. By his collar, like literally. But I mean, like, but it was his fault for number one, using somebody else's shit to act like he's this person. He got caught in his catfish, and he got drugged. And the thing was, right, and she was like, he's not even a bad looking dude. I don't know why he used this picture. I don't know why he did this. And then it was like, and as soon as she started dragging him, all these other people, it was like a chorus of people just came out and supported her and dug into shit. Like, Black Twitter is a real thing. I don't know if people know that. When they decide to get you, you get got. They dig you up. And they dug this brother up in the worst way. They found out where he worked at, where he lived, who his wife was, where his kids went to school. They was ruthless and relentless. You know what I'm saying? So I can understand why people don't want to fucking be bothered with putting their relationship on social media. It happens. Okay? even on your self-comments.
No, I was just saying it ain't nobody damn
good.
Better
comment.
Yeah,
wait, wait.
Talking
who
about
said that?
The whole. This is Joe right here.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, you was talking about the long distance relationship when you finally get the hitch and all that and bring it to your people. My thing is, you know, if you're in a relationship, you already communicate. You're already telling about your past and learning about her past and all this sort of thing. You know, if you're really serious about the marriage thing, you're already talking about these things. So when you're at that point where, you know, you get married and you're ready to introduce yourself to the world, so to speak, you know, there's going to be no conflict, in my opinion, because you already talked about this thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, y'all taking it like, you know, nobody communicates until that time. People are talking to each other in a relationship, what it should be.
They should.
And, you know unlike all these other TV show reality shows, you know, they live a life behind a camera. We don't. We real people. There's no cameras following.
And most of that shit is
on our daily day.
Anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, Joe. It might be.
I mean, the big brother aspect of life, yeah, maybe, but, you know, normal people, you know, we're not behind the cameras. I mean, some people, you know, the younger generation, I call them, you know, yeah, everything's on their phone, you know, they can't put that thing down, you know. And like Brother Jay Wild, the wise son said, yeah, you know, I was dating before they had cell phones and shit. You know, you want to talk to somebody on the slide, you had to find a fucking phone booth nearby.
Absolutely, y'all. And then you had to beep them at that. You had to wait and see if they called you back.
I'm talking pre-beeper. Before that shit even came out.
Okay, that too, y'all.
Yeah.
You
that's
had to
true.
Feed the phone.
You right, and you had to wait.
10 cents every time you said you got 5 minutes left.
You know,
I wrote goddamn letters. I put shit in the mail. I got stamps, threw it in the mail. That's what I did. I wrote love letters. I ain't playing with nobody. Hey, salute, man. I wrote letters too, bro. Salute, salute, King. Absolutely. I still got a question. So pre-social media, your people wasn't meeting your people, like
y'all was like legit out here dating people and they didn't meet your people, like your inner circle people, yo. Like, I mean, and I'm from Texas, so I'm from the South, so we, like, I'm not going to date somebody, and I'm the only person they know in my life.
It comes down to nobody else's business. Your relationship is your relationship, regardless of whether people get to know you beforehand or not. That should not determine whether or not you want to deal with that person and be with them and love them. People are always going to have their opinions. They always going to have something to say. But it comes down to you and that person that you want to be with. You going home with them. You going to be with them. Okay? Nobody else's opinion matters outside of that home. That's it. It ain't their business. I didn't tell none of my family that I was getting married. I just showed up through the door with a ring on my finger, two rings on my finger, and my husband. And that was it. And I heard all kinds of bullshit, but it didn't stop me from moving out of the apartment that we was in and buying this house that I'm in. It just doesn't matter. It's teamwork between you and your partner, and that's it.
Well, but I guess my question is, you can't have that while you get to, like, and for me, it's about socialization, right? Because a lot of abuse happens because you just over here with this person. Like, we're all thinking about in terms of perfectly fine people, but the whole other 2 hours of the show, we talked about how fucked up people are. And so sometimes we go through things that we didn't even have to go through because somebody could have looked at them and said, oh, yeah, he used to slap such and such down the stairs yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to slap your ass tomorrow. Just warning you. Like, some shit is avoidable in real life, but we're so set on being private, but we want to be about the community, so it's confusing to me.
Well, like, I mean, I'm not talking about my relationship between me and mine.
Like, I mean, I can't.
You can still be sociable.
but your business between you and your partner and your relationship is y'all's. Nobody else's matters. And that's it. You can still talk to these people. You can still let them know certain things, but there is a part of your relationship that deserves its privacy where it's a sign that says none of your business.
I mean, I get all of that, but that's not, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Mahavi's brother literally just married somebody, and so the first time everybody met this person, in my head, the way it was explained was after they got married.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen.
That's okay.
I'm gonna put you this way. I'm gonna put you this way, right? Not everybody is a good judge of character for everything else. So when you're talking about, like, it's a little confusing because there's some people who are narcissistic or abusive that will isolate their partner and make it seem that way.
Exactly.
But you know, if you, you know, I'm saying no. I agree with you. I understand the angle that you're taking. But I also wanna say is that when people are actually being successful, if they've been in bad relationships and they say, hey, listen, it's going to be us. We're going to work on us and not worry about everything. You can't have everybody in your shit because people like you get through all kinds of people who are getting upset. I can't even talk to you how many times people be mad about something that somebody else said because they wasn't in this relationship or anything else.
Somebody got bad feedback.
I don't know what that is. Mute yourself.
Sound like a Dorito
bag. Some people get upset. The Dorito bag, right? Some people get upset because they don't want that person to have a successful relationship, and it'll be your own people. It'd be your own fucking people, right? That will come in and try to fuck shit up.
Fucking people is what I'm trying to say. Like, and I just force the part. Like, I don't understand people who fuck with people who don't fuck with them. Like, you show me one time you don't fuck with me, that's it. Mama, daddy, grandma, whoever.
Yeah.
Get the fuck on.
But, yeah, but see, that's you have, you have a certain amount of sense. Some people, they grow up a certain way. They're nurtured a certain way that they like, my family's everything. Everything my family says, this is what matters and this is what counts, everything else. There are people who will fuck shit up. True story. Somebody went and told a whole bunch of fucking lies to somebody's mother that, you know, I was dealing with because they just fucking felt like it. They didn't have a rhyme or reason to do it. They just fucking did it because they was like, fuck it, I'm going to fuck this shit up. I'm mad. I don't think that this should happen. They inserted themselves into a situation that they didn't even insert themselves into. And people don't like that, especially when they see your shit on social media.
But when they're married and
you know,
people are doing that. And so how you respond to that after we get married is what? You see where I'm going with it? Is that
I see where you're going with it, but what I'm saying
is us being together for 2 years and not having problems, right, and then not really having any problems, and then we're now having to go through battle after battle after battle because all of the people that we didn't know all of that time, now they really have something to focus on as opposed to us going over these little hurdles during the course
but
of
listen,
our
listen.
To
but
know
I'm
each
like
other and being
cousin.
Together.
Listen, I'm exactly like my cousin. Fuck everything everybody's talking about. Get the fuck on with your shit. Carry your ass the fuck
out.
I don't give two fucks. It ain't nothing about
exactly.
you. If you ain't put it over my head, you ain't put it in my pocket, you ain't put it on my feet, carry your ass on. You got to go. You know, it's not one of those things. You can't decide for me what I decide for myself. Like, you just can't do it. And a lot of people, that's their power. Like, some people, that's their power.
Huh? Right, but my question is, what about the woman that you're with? How do you know how that person will feel and handle it? That was my question. It's not about how we feel and handle
it,
but the other person. Like, now I feel like even though you're there and you're protecting her and you're doing all the things, like, sometimes it's not enough because they really didn't understand what it was going to be after. Because they haven't had to deal with anything before.
If I ever get the chance to cross that type of bridge, you better be in alignment. If you're not in alignment, then I don't know what to tell you. Because honest to goodness, it's not, you know, it's not for you and everybody
else. You got to practice.
Like,
You got to practice being in the line.
It's got to be more than practice. It's gotta be
right.
More than practice.
It has to be an understanding, like, but you also have to put that understanding into practice.
Here's what I'm saying, right? Like, when I was married, right, I was very isolated, right? And the isolation didn't go from me with my children. Like, she manipulated a whole bunch of shit. Like, my children grew up half of their lives thinking that my side of the family hated them because their mother decided to do that because it was her way to keep them. And she would say, oh, I did the best that I could do when I was doing it, and I wanted to make sure, and I didn't want anything to affect what they're doing. But on your side of things, you got all these fucked up people, and on my side was a whole bunch of love. And you wanted to keep them from the love because the love didn't extend to you, right? When you deal with people like that, like, you have to learn to gain shit back because people will fuck shit up. And there are people who are your friends that do not mean good for you. I've seen it. There are people who don't give, like we talk about shit all the time because we can bear our opinions and be open to each other with everything we're doing. But there's not a lot of people in the world like that. You and I both know that shit. And so when you're deciding to deal with somebody, like, you got to get on at one accord. It might be hard for that person, but if they really want to be involved with you, they're doing it for the greater good, and they'll learn in the meantime. And it's not like you're forcing them to do it. It's something that you both come to agree and build the culture around, because that culture is going to be the basis and the foundation of your family.
Correct.
You're going to discuss
hey,
it
Mahabi,
anyway. You're going to talk about these kind of things with your mate anyway before you take that step of tying that bond. I mean, it's not like you as a couple, it isn't like you're going to step into that relationship blindly. You're going to talk about your families and their different personalities and your friendships outside of your relationship. All that is going to be discussed. So it's not going to be a sudden impact when you actually come into the reality of it, when you finally meet these people and they start displaying these kind of attitudes and stuff. So it still goes back to, it doesn't really matter. If that's the person you want to be with, you can't base how your relationship is going to go or whether or not you're going to be with that person just because they're going to have to contend with some of the bullshit from either side of the families that you come from or your friends outside of your relationship. That shouldn't stop you from wanting to be with that person. If anything, it wants them, you want to be.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
If
anything, it should continue to bring you closer together and be like, all right, and then when it comes time, say the holiday times or those, like, where I grew up at, we always had a big summer barbecue at my mom's house. Before we go up there and be like, all right, baby, you know what we're getting ready to deal with, right? You know how my family is, okay? Do you want to go up there or don't you? Okay, the kids would like to go have a good time, but still, we can go somewhere else. We can grill here, whatever. It's all about communication, not about whether or not they're going to give you a certain attitude and your mate not be able to deal with it. They're going to be able to deal with it because you're a team. And like they say, I hate to sound cliche, but teamwork makes the dream work, and that's all it's about. It ain't about the outside people. It's about y'all too and your soul.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. So hold on. So, Jay, you wanted to say something real quick, right?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about what y'all were talking about, the whole social media thing. And a lot of people use social media as a way to go ahead and say, all right, it's official. And also women use it to go ahead and try to clear out any other women that might be lurking in the shadows and all the rest of that type of stuff.
The lob is real. The lob is real. But the funny, you know what? I didn't even know it was this late. So before we do anything else, Mr. Van Meadows, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm here, good brother.
Hey, good brother. Can we do the rundown, sir?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join. All right. Who's washing dishes?
Right?
Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is a get down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Iron Sharpens Iron with Anonymity. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Poetic. And a special guest host, y'all. Make sure you tune in. Alonzo will be joining us. Monday night is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday for one of my hobby shows, Blast Honey Beak. Drippers. Blast Beak. There you have it. There you have it. Hobby, back to you.
That's what's up. And don't forget, tune in next Tuesday. We got a dope Blast Beak coming on. I got Geronimo Tat, Ade, and Adonis Richards. It's going to be fire. If you haven't met these poets, they are super califragilistic, XBLA dope shit. So that you know. That's it, like that. But I didn't know it was that late, but listen. I want to thank everybody who came out this evening. I want to thank War Council, Van Meadows, Danielle, OG Joe, Lisa Lips, Joan. I also want to thank people who sat in for Edwina. Wait, where is Edwina? Oh, I thought we lost. I was like, did we lose Edwina? No, she was
I just
looked at the thing. My cousin, you're going to have to explain to me, J-Rob, and I want to thank Just Jay, Sincere for coming through. Sincere just blew my mind. Bro, you blew my mind today. Blew my mind. I was like, oh, you're making that shit up. Roadkill. I was like, that shit just sounds bogus as fuck. And I was like, what?
Whenever you come to California, I will show you myself. If you come to California, you hook up with me, I'll show you where they hang out and what they do.
Yo, that's crazy. But it was a dope conversation, man. Give yourselves a round of applause. Give yourself a round of applause. Wow. I forgot why I put all the hand claps and all that other stuff. That I was like, I'm going to upgrade my sound thing in a minute, though, because I found a thing that has all the stuff on it. Be on the lookout. I'm about to get a new setup. It's going to be nice. I'll be able to do all the fun stuff while I'm talking to y'all. I'm like, yay, roll up. Yo, I cannot find this thing. I'll throw this in here. Never mind. I wasn't intended to do the whatchamacallit because it wasn't supposed to happen like that. But shit happens. It was a dope-ass conversation with dope-ass people.
Yeah.
Y'all are some dope folks, and I appreciate everything about y'all because it's what it is. And I love when we have real dope conversations because we was going. Like, I forgot. I didn't even know. Yo, I just looked up, and I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, it's goddamn almost 12 o'clock. It's been a while since we've been, like, at it like that. But damn. Like the conversation was just going. So
yeah.
I want to thank y'all. Don't forget the next War Council. I forgot what we're doing for the next War Council. I know I haven't planned that out. But it's going to be dope. Come through, have dope conversation with good people. It's great. It's fantastic. And, yeah.
Yes,
if anybody's listening, if you decide, however you decide to pursue your relationship, whether you decide to post it on social media or not, it's all your choice and your decision. This is just a conversation to see how many different ways that we can land on it and look at it a different way. But you can run this back, listen to the replay. If you have anything else that you want to discuss or anything else or topics you'd like to bring to us, hit me in the back channel, hit me direct, and we'll talk about bringing that to the forefront with the World Council. In the meantime, in between time, thank y'all for coming. Be safe. Wash your hands. COVID's still out here. Check your shit. Make sure everything is good. Be good to yourself and be good to others. And this podcast will self-destruct in 10, 9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.